Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sturgill? Good tune right here. Beamish Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of the show so far, you're a fool. But you should hit the rewind button or check out the podcast. Cody keeps tweeting them out. Cody does it the right way. It's like 8,000 10-minute podcasts. Is that accurate, Cody?
That's what they tell me to do.
Woo!
Well, then you can
Tune in, baby. Go
find the Massenburg interview. Go find the Barstool Nate interview. I got a couple comments after Barstool Nate's interview. Doug Cook said, Barstool Nate nailed it on his Washington football team comments. The best thing to come out of this season is Tim Settle's new album.
Wow.
Yeah. I haven't listened to much of Tim Settle.
And he's singing about cologne?
Perhaps.
Is he Miyake?
And then Ike on Twitter says, listen, I'm no Snyder fan, but what fan base likes their owner? Steelers.
Steelers, Ravens, New England. Ravens. I mean,
it does exist.
Dallas do like their owner for some reason.
If you're the Rams, you like your owner?
Most of them do. What kind of question is that?
I imagine it's probably split because there are plenty of teams that don't.
Well, I'll just say this.
Like the Broncos ownership situation's an upheaval. I can't imagine Texans fans are wild about their owner between the comments and how bad the team is. Jets fans can't love the Johnson family. They've been awful for 20 years.
If you want to look beyond football, I don't think that Caps fans dislike Ted or Nats fans really dislike the Lerners too much.
Yeah. I mean, even just here in town.
Most people do like their owner. I mean, they don't dislike them.
Although I think Wizards fans hate Ted.
I think everybody understand that the owner's going to do a certain thing, make a certain level of money, this, that, and the other. It's just stuff that has made it seem like it's very impersonal in Washington where our fans believe certain things. Now, all the stuff that everything is out there may not be the truth. You know what I'm saying? But when that perception gets out there and you don't ever try to change the perception, right. That's a problem. I believe this, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think Dan Snyder, if he were to speak for himself, instead of letting others speak for him, he could change some things. Because I have talked to him, and I think the man is very...
He can be compelling.
He is. And the thing of it, he's so much... Someone told him along the way in the beginning, you should let someone else speak for you. No, because that person doesn't know exactly how you speak. And then that person who may be speaking may be trying to cover his ass as well, which has happened over some years.
I think... plenty of people don't like the owner in cities and sports leagues all over the country, but I don't think ownership is a topic of discussion across the country like it is here.
True that.
I mean, really, the only person that kind of gets lumped in the same is James Dolan with the Knicks. Like I don't think there's a combative situation between fans and ownership like there is here in many other places. And we don't need to continue on this thread. I think. You go back and listen to Barstool Nate's interview and go back and listen to things we've said plenty of times. I got something here. Rally Captain just tweeted me. FedEx Field has its issues, but it's not as bad as people make it out to be. I've been to 30 of the 32 team stadiums in the NFL. It's not the best, but far from the worst. I like what Rally Captain's a positive dude. I saw Rally Captain before the Panthers game outside the stadium. I said, what's going to happen? He's like, they're going to win. I don't know how, but they're going to win. Like, he's a positive dude. He's a huge fan. FedEx, I have been The only stadiums that really compete with FedEx on a bad level, like if FedEx isn't the worst, the Jacksonville Stadium's a dump.
Yeah.
And in a weird location, it's just kind of like hard to get to. The Panthers is built the same year as FedEx, but it's cool. It's downtown. Mm-hmm. They've invested some money. They have awesome, really good video boards. They put this like cool bar area in on the field level. I'm trying to think of what stadiums would even compare to FedEx as far as not as good. The Bills Stadium is old.
It's old.
But I love that it's like in a neighborhood, and I love it has like character and history when you're there. Did you ever play up there? I'm sure you did. Did you like it? Maybe I'm missing something here. I think the new Giants Stadium completely lacks character. Like it's just a super corporate box, but as the functionality of it is 10x what FedEx has.
Yeah.
The link.
See, the whole links, thing is this.
I like
the whole thing.
Raven Stadium, I like.
When people have to go to extremes of saying, "Oh, it ain't the worst." Okay. That means it's bad.
Right.
Okay. When you start talking about it's not the worst. Well, if it's one or two or three maybe worse than it. No, it's not the worst, but it's sure in the hell not the best. And it's not in the top 15. It's not in the top 20. So I understand, people don't understand, we are biased as hell because we don't want to be on that end.
Right.
So when you start having to say, well, we ain't the best, but we're not the worst. Okay, well, you're not the worst. You're telling me basically you think that you're one of the worst.
Right, right. It's like, are we celebrating a D? Like when you're in college and you hook up with a 4, do you tell your buddies about it?
Nope.
You kind of just keep it moving.
We're celebrating almost beating the Bucks.
When am I meet your friends? Hey, I'm trying to make sure we get to know each other.
Right.
We're not going to do that until our friendship is at a certain standard before we bring outside influence.
Hey, you want to meet my parents? Nah.
Right now.
I am busy.
Not right now.
I got to study. But JP, I haven't seen you study in 3 years. Yeah, I'm studying now. Whole new world.
Oh boy.
Somebody, 8th seed on Twitter, says try traveling to FedEx on game days from Virginia 8 times a season. There's no good way to get to FedEx. Okay. Like I'm coming from Maryland. I'm coming from Bethesda. Not good.
I've tried
the Beltway sucks. The Beltway sucks at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning in July. Okay. The Beltway sucks. So there's no way the Beltway is going to improve. The only way to get to FedEx is on the Beltway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think there's some, I don't know if revisionist history is the right word. People dream of getting back to RFK. They haven't played at RFK in 25 years.
Yeah.
There is so much more going on down around RFK that people think it'll be so easy because there's all these different roads to get in. It might be easier.
You know what they think?
It's a lot different now.
I think they believe it's going to be easier because the subway can probably drop you at the stadium instead of a couple miles down the damn road.
That's a great point. And I think more and more people, if they got back downtown, I think you'd see. I was talking with somebody last night that there's a real lack of Washington football team bars. Like there's not a ton of, like you go to most bars on a Sunday and it's like, oh, that's a Steelers bar. Oh, that's a Browns bar. Like, where's the Washington bar?
They're normally in other states.
Right.
And it's just like there's Steelers bars, and they're in a different state.
Yeah, but you go to Pittsburgh on a Sunday, there's plenty of Steelers bars.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So I do think if they got back downtown and people would be like, all right, let's all meet in Navy Yard. Let's all meet in Chinatown. Let's all meet in Shaw at this bar, and then we could take the subway to the game. We can catch an Uber to the game. We can take a bus to the game. I think you would see more of that. I do.
Mm.
Do you put any of that, a little sliver on no brand? They don't have a team name yet. Do you put any of that on? When you go out, are you going to wear Redskins stuff? You know, it's still this weird thing that's up in the air. When a restaurant, want to buy all brand new branding for a Washington football team when they know they have to buy stuff next year?
I don't think they really care. It's like, it's not what you're wearing is, this is the bar that we go to see other people that cheer for the same team we cheer for.
It's camaraderie.
It shouldn't make a difference.
And you can hang up today, next year when you have the new name,
Let's just say this.
You can hang up a B. Mitch jersey. You can hang up an Art Monk jersey. You can hang up a Riggo jersey. That's not going anywhere.
When the Cleveland Browns were gone from Cleveland, they were still showing up.
Right.
To be together and whatever. Watch games, do whatever. But they were still coming together. Something has stopped. Because when I got to D.C., that connection between team and fan base was so strong, it was ridiculous, man. It's like magnetic pull.
Dude.
And now it's not like that anymore.
Tweet here from Jason Campbell. I doubt that Jason Campbell, but he says RFK was a dump, but the team and the fans made it the greatest. Early on, I don't know that it was a dump, but it was never the nicest, flashiest stadium. The fan base, this whole city loved that team so much.
They loved the closeness of it. They loved the way that the stadium shook. You had things that gave you an advantage. When you're winning, you forget that the rats were bigger than dogs. You forget that. You bring in cats to try to get the rats, and the cats say, hell with that, I'm out of here. They left.
Right.
The cats are like, no, dog. Did you see how big that rat was? It wasn't the best place. But you know what? When people showed up, they came for a common cause, a winning football team.
So Anthony on Twitter, and this is important to point out because sometimes Snyder gets lumped in with stuff that isn't his fault. Jack Kent Cook built that stadium in Landover.
He did, and I've said that many a time.
He got it built as fast as possible because he wanted to see it before he passed.
Yep.
And I think a lot of it is reflected in how poorly it's built and just how it kind of sucks.
Snyder's owned the team for, what, 22 years?
You can certainly
at a certain point,
so I think
your fault.
So the thing I said, he didn't build it, but he could have done improvements to it. And that has not happened over all these years. The one thing that he did was he got that solar panel stuff because the people are paying some money over there to make sure they can generate that. But the fans are the ones you need to keep happy because those are the ones that are constantly spending money.
If this was like 2002, I'd be a lot more open to the idea that, hey, he didn't build this. This isn't his fault. You owned it for 22 years. It's on you.
You could maintain, upgrade.
Right.
All of the upgrades have been pulling seats out. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the answer is, but I know what they did in Miami from Joe Robbie Stadium to what they have now at Hard Rock.
That thing is nice.
Hard Rock is dope. They've made it nice. They probably had to spend a bunch of money, and Miami is going to get Super Bowls, college football championship games. Miami's going to get major draws that they had to do it. I don't know about Super Bowls, but D.C., you do it right, you'll start getting World Cup games and major events. I don't know, man. It's tricky. So Rally Captain says Jacksonville is worse. I'm not. Jacksonville stunk, so that's fine. They got a pool.
Okay.
They at least.
But this is what I'm trying to say.
But do you want to be in the same category
Rally
as Jacksonville?
Rally Captain is my dude.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
I'm legit friends with
you
him.
You say Jacksonville is worse. That means you're 31st then. Is that good in any way?
No.
I mean, dude, it's like you got to realize by saying that Jacksonville is the worst, you're basically saying that we're just as bad or we're second bad, second worst. That's not good by no stretch of the imagination.
Hey, Mom, I got a D+ on my econ test.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
I need a C to pass. I got a D+.
Right.
But I got a plus, Mom.
Hey, Dad, I didn't wreck the car. I just scratched it on a tree.
Yeah.
Dad's pissed. Rick on the route wants to check in. We haven't talked to Rick in a while. What up, Ricky? How you doing, buddy?
B. Mitch, JP, what's going on, my guys?
How you doing, man?
Good. Haven't called in a while. Been busy with my world zigging. And when the world zigs, what do?
We zag, brother.
Oh, Lord, he got you with that crap,
we
too.
We zag. And I've been loving some jugs, too, so that's been keeping me company. But I wanted to talk about FedEx. I was actually at the Kansas City Chiefs game, and it wasn't so bad. I mean, I know everybody can't do this, but I got there early. I had parking, so maybe that does something. But I got there early, was able to do my thing, get nice, watch the game. And when I was done, I tailgated after the game a little bit. I mean, if folks got time, that's a little strategy to do if they have time. So all the traffic was gone, and I was able to get in and get out. And it was a good experience. I'm going to tell you the only bad thing, though, I was looking for that daggone BLT crab cake, and I couldn't get it. They didn't have it. Waited in line, looking at the menu. that was about the only bad thing for me. But like you guys say, everything has its own experience with it. Mine wasn't too bad, so I can't speak for everybody else, but I haven't called in the show. You guys are awesome. You guys need a TV show ASAP.
And, it's so weird you say that, Rick, because it's almost like Brian and I work for a TV network,
and there's
a TV show of a radio show before we come on. It's so weird. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you. I hope that helicopter's not coming to get you.
Hey, hold on. So this is a list that people put out about the worst teams from worst stadiums from worst to first. It's 30 stadiums because some teams play in the same stadium.
Yeah, you got Rams, Chargers are in
number
the same.
Number 30. FedEx Field. Number 29, Buffalo Bills.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
28, Hard Rock Stadium. 27.
Not the new one. Wow.
Yeah. 27 is the Bank TIAA Bank Field. That's
Jaguars.
That's
Jags, yeah.
Then they go down to the Panthers. It's 26.
What an iconic name, TIAA Bank Field.
Yeah, TIA. Isn't that some type of little small like stroke or something like that?
T.I. is my guy. You could have whatever you like.
The Bengals, Paul Brown. I expected to have Paul Brown Stadium somewhere in there because they don't spend money.
It's a dud.
Raymond James Stadium, Buccaneer.
They got a pirate ship,
but it's still 24th. Their first energy is 23. Let me just go on to the first one. But just so you know that many people think that. So our personal feelings mean nothing. Number one stadium in the whole NFL. Which one do you think it is?
Jerry World. Atlanta.
Lambeau Field.
Oh, Lambeau's dope.
81,000 people. 81,441 people did it fit. Then the Seahawks comes after that. SoFi is third. Allegiant is fourth.
What's Viking Allegiant? Stadium is Vegas? Fifth.
That's Vegas.
The new ones are
so
dope. The
Cowboys is number six.
The new ones are so dope. Atlanta, Minnesota. I'm going to see L.A. and Vegas in the next couple months here. I can only imagine how great they are. I just think, I'll say this, and this is probably you know how they say good problems to have? This is a bad, good thing to have. traffic's gotten better at FedEx as way less people go to the games.
Yeah.
So it's gotten a little easier to get in and out.
It's kind of like when we were dealing with the pandemic, when you say, man, it didn't take me long to get to work because nobody's going to work. Everybody's working from home.
Now, a bunch of people say, like Tailgate Ted's responding and say, like, use Waze. One, there are specific exits off the Beltway for specific parking lots that I don't think people recognize that well. And so they all just get off at Landover Road and then have to go around, and that messes you up. And there are cities with worse traffic. Like Foxborough is one road in, one road out.
Let me just say something about Ted. Ted is the most organized and put together person out there. Ted, everybody don't have that like you have.
Right.
You have everything mapped out from start to finish when you leave your house. Most people don't. And I'm going to be honest, I played in three different stadiums. You would think that having the Beltway right next to that stadium, well, four different stadiums when you came down to
you played RFK and FedEx.
RFK was the absolute easiest to get into. We know how horrible it could be in New York and also in Philly.
The setup in Philly is
nice, though.
It's right on. Philly, you are out. Philly, you're right on the 95. And the Meadowlands backs up a little. Like, I've been in these stadiums a ton. The Meadowlands backs up a little, but it's easy to get out of there.
In and out. Boom.
All right. Coming up next, Pete Haley joins the program. Appropriate song, Landfill. The internet informs me that this album, Doggy Style from Snoop Dogg,
with the ALBC, is kind of
dropped 28 years ago today.
But I somehow, some way, keep coming up.
Every single day, may I kick a little something for the G's and, oh, the golden age. Golden age of hip hop. I've also been informed that today is Ben Standig's birthday. Friend of the program. Happy birthday to Ben.
Happy birthday, Benjamin.
I believe he's 29.
It would have been better if he was born tomorrow, because it's Ben's day.
That's true. That's true. Well, maybe today's Ben's day. That day only falls on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Right now, however, let's get to a gentleman whose birthday it isn't, and probably has never listened to Doggy Style from front to back. Let's talk to Mr. Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington, the Washington Football Talk podcast. Pete joins us via the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. Pete, what up, man?
Hello, JP. Hello, Brian. I don't know if I've listened to that album, but I do appreciate the album's name, and I'll leave it at that.
Whoa, weirdo. And
oh, Lord.
You know what? I'm just going to stick to football.
Yeah, leave that. Go past that.
You've had a couple interesting blog posts the last few days, kind of as Washington is, I don't want to say getting hot, but certainly getting lukewarm anyway. We did an exercise kind of going through the NFC playoff picture, and I think Washington is still fairly far on the outside when you look at Vikings, Eagles, and Niners kind of a win ahead of them and perhaps playing better football. When does that change? If Washington can get to 500, like, how do you see it all shaking out over the next month?
I think it's already changed. When we were talking on the podcast last week, to us, or at least to me, it felt like if they beat the Panthers, then we can start treating this as a competitive team who might be in the mix. And I get that the Eagles are trending upward, the Vikings are trending upward, the Niners have stacked two wins in a row too, so it's still plenty crowded. But the way Washington is winning, with some hard-nosed physical football, running the ball, not making mistakes, playing sound defense with good communication on the back end, that stuff isn't necessarily fluky or require a lot of good things to go their way. That's just basic fundamental football, and it's coach speaky and kind of boring, but I think it's something they can do week in and week out, and if they do so, I think they're going to win more games than they lose coming in, and they have a couple of weak opponents, or at least flailing opponents, the next couple games, and I think 6-6 is well within the realm of possibility. So it's crazy. You don't want to overact too much after two wins, but these two wins have been pretty emphatic with some good statements. So I do think we can start treating this team with a little bit more optimism.
What's the number that you feel they have to get to be able to get past those teams in front of them and secure that playoff spot? Like they've won four, they have seven left. How many they must win of the next seven to be able to secure that?
Yeah, it's the all-knowing question there. I think five get to 9 and 8 puts you in a spot where you hope that's enough to get in. You know, some of these teams that look really good right now, just the way with the NFL is, they're going to have a couple bad games coming up, and we're going to look at them totally differently. And hopefully Washington isn't among that crew. But if Taylor Heinicke goes back to his old turnover-prone ways, or there's a few more injuries, it's very possible that happens. But 9 and 8 feels like a good spot there for that seventh seed. Maybe 8 and 9, but for Washington, I think the goal should be to finish above 500, hopefully sneak into the playoffs again, and then, you know, 9 and 8 feels a lot better than a 7 and 9 playoff berth in a crappy division, and all of a sudden you're in the postseason back-to-back years, and we can start being just, again, a little more positive, a little more viewing this rebuild appropriately. However, in the end, I do think it's annoying that they continue to have to make these late-season flourishes instead of just starting off properly, but that's another topic for another day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and Ron kind of talked about that with the Junkies this morning. It's such an interesting situation. We're talking with Pete Haley here from NBC Sports Washington, the Washington Football Talk podcast. Just how big of a swing two games can make. If it wasn't Tampa 2 weeks ago, let's say mm-hmm. that the roster was switched around and they lost to Tampa before the bye week and it was Denver, and then all of a sudden they just beat Denver and Carolina. You think there'd be as much optimism, or is it because of the opponents?
The opponents certainly factor into it. You know, I think that's a good point. Like, if the Giants game was one of the wins they had recently and they needed an offsides call, like, that would be a little more deflating, and maybe we'd be a little more measured. But beating the Bucks when no one expected them to, we were all expecting to be sort of this last gasp, and then it was going to be a miserable afternoon, and then we'd have to wait for these next 2 months to run out. For them to beat them by 10 the way they did, it wasn't like Tom Brady got hurt. Sure, he was a little bit off, but they took it to him. And then they go down to Carolina, and instead of having a letdown spot, they rose to the occasion and maybe played even a better game with an opponent that certainly delivered its best shot too. So those two wins, and again, it's replicable stuff. It's good tackling. It's being better on third down. It's owning the time of possession. They aren't throwing 80-yard bombs. They aren't doing these crazy trick plays.
Not giving up 80-yard bombs either.
Yeah.
Which is a pleasant change.
They're just tightening up. And, you know, whether they need to learn these schemes. I've heard Jack Del Rio's scheme is complicated, and maybe it takes a while for guys to get in sync there. And on offense, it's Taylor Heinicke just using more experience to be smarter, whatever it is. I do think these are things that can just continue to improve as they hit the field more and more in the coming weeks.
It seemed like less has meant more for this football team. When they lost people, they began to do different things. Things that a lot of people were asking for at the beginning of the season. Blitz more. Let's run the ball more. When they had less people, they began to do that. When they get those people back, do they stick to that or they go back to the other stuff?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. You know, sometimes like in golf, you hear golfers when they pull an oblique or something and they have to minimize their swing. Sometimes they realize, oh, this is a lot better when you are able to do less. You're able to actually just play a little bit better. I don't know if that was the case with JP when he broke his ribs in Kinlock. I think he had a lesser swing and even worse results, but for the most part, it worked out that way.
I was hitting it straight. It was just going like 40 yards.
Yeah, and you're grunting after every swing. It was really funny.
You should have seen me play golf the day after. That's one of the most wild performances of my life.
But I like it, Beamich, and I think maybe one way we can measure that soon is when Montez Sweat comes back on the defense. Well, the defensive line, I know they aren't getting sacks, but they also aren't letting quarterbacks escape necessarily, and they're just playing more in their assignments. When they get the more talented Montez Sweat back, and he's in there instead of a seventh rounder like Casey Tuhill or an undrafted guy, will he play his assignments better? Will he stay in his rush lanes and be disciplined? Or will getting him back sort of hamper the defense in a way? And that'll be something to look forward to as well, like you said, with the running game and Taylor maybe not needing to go downfield as much, just being more pinpoint with his accuracy.
Talking with Pete Haley here from NBC Sports Washington. Pete, we just had Barstool Nate on about an hour ago or so, and I don't know if you saw, he had a blog for Barstool Sports that was kind of explaining the dichotomy of being a Washington football team fan, where the team means an immense amount to you, and you buy Terry McLaurin jerseys or you own a Daryl Green jersey, and this is your team, and it's how you identify. It's part of the tribalism that is American sports, right? But then the flip mm-hmm. side of that is for a lot of fans, they don't like ownership. They want to see a change in ownership, and they feel like supporting the team supports the owner. As a kid that grew up here, just like I did, just like Lamphill did, like we all grew up here loving this team, How do you reconcile that?
I think you just have to kind of accept that when the ownership's out of your control, and you can hope that certain things happen in the future, but it's weird. Like I think I still have like 2% of the fan left in me, and seeing them win two in a row and seeing more people in jerseys and on Twitter cheering up and this team getting some run on national TV and all these cool social media videos of the players getting hyped, like it just kind of makes you forget all the crap. And it's the stupidest, most simple phrase ever, but winning cures everything. And even though they haven't won anything, they're still 4-6, but even so, it makes you feel so much better about everything. We aren't necessarily looking at Kenny Pickett as much anymore or worrying about when Jack Del Rio is going to get fired. It's, wow, Taylor Heineke's great. And man, this defense is coming together. So the week-to-week existence is much more palatable when the team is winning. When they start struggling, that's when all the other outside noise becomes louder. But right now, no one's caring about that because it's more fun to just look forward to the next game as opposed to fixing all the longstanding issues.
So that little thing, winning cures all, is so true.
Yeah, man. It's the elixir.
Last one. We were having this debate, and it's kind of, as Lanville pointed out, it's like an evergreen debate. You've traveled to a number of NFL stadiums, and where does FedEx rank for you?
It's the bottom. I mean, maybe Jacksonville was like an awfully bland.
The only one
place
I could put worse is Jacksonville.
Yeah, like it was just super bland.
And you jumped in it.
The pool is great. And we also got to play at an amazing golf course the day before and eat at Waffle House. So that certainly was a tiebreaker. I actually think FedEx is probably the worst. Just there's no personality around it. The parking lots are all weird and hilly. There's no like scenery. Just when I'm so excited to see Allegiant Stadium in Vegas because of the newness, but you know, Buffalo and Green Bay, like the community around it just feels way more homey and way more cool. FedEx, it's just, it's terrible. So, I mean, there's so many things wrong with it. And
In 2012, when RG3 had this city bumping, FedEx bumped. And it was
nobody talked about the stadium. They were so busy talking about the winning and the excitement. But right now, when you don't have that to talk about, that's when you're creeping, like Pete stated, and they're talking about the outside stuff.
Something changed, though, because 2012, Robert, this joint was bumping. 2015, they get hot late. Kirk, do you like that game? That playoff game against the Packers, that home game, that place was packed. We were all there.
Oh, yeah.
Something started changing. I think a lot of it was the Bruce and Kirk, and the fan base started to split on all that, because fast forward to 2018, Alex Smith has this team in first place. They're playing the Texans. I'm telling you, this is a watershed moment for the entire organization, because you've got a first-place team that was playing well, if uninspired and not particularly sexy, but they were in first place playing another first-place team, and the place was empty. And then Alex breaks his leg, and then we're on to the Josh Johnson, Dwayne Haskins, Case Keenum water slide of hell that we've been on for a while. So
yeah, and I think the rise of red zone and just the ability to watch and have so much more fun at home or at sports bars certainly has contributed. I feel like red zone got really popular in the mid-2010s, and it's only gotten more so. But certainly the stadium and just the paying of the money and the exorbitant fees is not helping at all.
Pete, thank you for the time, buddy. We'll catch up soon.
It's always fun, guys. See you later.
One guy that has gone the opposite way of FedEx Field, where FedEx Field continues to slide.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think he's only 39. I'm 40. Ahmet is, we figure, 5'10"?
I don't know.
Ahmet and I are
Don't
about,
worry, he'll text it to us real quick.
Right, yeah, Ahmet, text us your dimensions. Ahmet is convinced he can beat Brian in a 40-yard dash, which I don't remember your specific times. I know there were a couple different ones. Let's call it, at your peak, you had 4.5 speed, maybe sub?
No, way faster.
4.45?
Way faster than that,
Jim. Okay. Let's call it 4.5.
Let's just call it, Ahmet has never seen 4.5.
Correct. What do you think your speed is now? 6? 5.5?
No, faster than Ahmet.
I think you don't have to be faster than the bear. You just got to be faster than the other guy the bear is chasing.
You just said 5.5. I think at 53, I'll get better than 5.5.
I believe you. I have learned to not doubt Brian Mitchell.
It's just like, you know, a 40 is like the first 20 yards, and then you coast the rest. We used to have to run this stuff, and we had to finish. Norm had us doing 4.9 and 5 flat. We'd run 16 of them. We just cruised through it. Like, it was nothing.
So, somehow, Ahmet wanting to race B. Mitch on our group text thread. I don't know how we got here, but it's gotten so. I guess
it started with golf, and then he just took it to running. I don't know. He can't play golf, and he can't run.
He needs 4 months to train, and then he's going to beat you. Listen, you can train yourself into good shape. You can train yourself into a marathon. Like there are programs out there. You could run a marathon 6 months from now. You can't train yourself into speed. I don't believe you can't train yourself into height.
Well, like, he may be trying to do like Cody is doing. He wants me to run a flat. And then he's going to run downhill. And we're going to time it differently, and then he'll get that speed.
So, somehow, I guess it became Cody and I racing a mile, which we think I could win. And then it was racing a 400, like a lap around a track.
Yeah.
Which we're unsure who would win. And
I think both of you all may be close to death once you finish that one if you're going to sprint it.
B. Mitch is convinced we would die. I wouldn't sprint a 400. There's no way.
We're not sprinting, but at least stride it.
I think I could stride it. I don't know.
Yeah, you probably could. I'm just saying.
That, I might die.
That hurt. It hurt when I was young, and it hurt when I got old. That hurts.
Well, if it hurt you, it'll kill me.
They're grown men, bro.
Oh, I got a story for you.
And the 800 meters, those dudes are strong, brother.
So then we're trying to figure out the appropriate, because Cody is convinced he can beat me in a sprint, and he's probably right. He's a college athlete. He's 25 years old. He's yoked up. I'm a 40-year-old blogger dad. You should be able to beat me in a sprint.
You got to stop downplaying yourself like that, though. But have a little bit more confidence than that.
Then we're trying to identify a place to run this sprint, and there's a really long straight hallway here at the Fan, or at the Odyssey Studios, wherever the hell this building is. It runs basically from WPGC all the way down to the sales side, and those wings are like separated of the floor. I mean, I'd say it's a legit 40 yards, 30 yards.
Oh, so it. I just wonder if somebody runs to the wall, put a hole in the wall. Who's paying for that?
So that's what I said to Cody. I was like, listen, man, if we're going to race, like, no funny business. We can't elbow each other. We're going to be right tight with each other. And Cody's like, what do you mean? Lanville, when two people agree to race one another, what does that mean?
I mean, it means
you
that
race one another.
They line up next to each other, or somebody yells go, and then you run to the finish line.
You run concurrently.
At the same time.
Yeah, at the same time.
And what did Cody say?
Cody was stunned. He thought we were going to get out the lasers and a starter's pistol and just time each other.
Yeah, they were running different heats.
What planet are we going to time each other? Who's running the stopwatch?
The hallway
you
is not wide enough.
You want to get Drab to run the stopwatch?
There's two other people here to run a stopwatch.
Have you ever run track?
No.
Okay. This is two lanes on the track, and that hall is wider than that. I'm serious. Two lanes on the track, each lane may be 2 feet at the most wide. So you look at it, and the width of a track, there are 8 to 10 lanes there.
And the hallway's also not the straightest. So
I mean, y'all
it's
not,
a straight
y'all
hallway.
I was just there.
In other words, I think, just there. I know what? He's starting to get a little nervous. He think the old man might beat him.
Okay,
how long have you worked here?
How much are you going to put up on it then?
Is that hallway not straight?
It's pretty straight.
I was just there.
What eyes are you giving me?
No, there are no eyes.
I need eyes, man. Every time y'all want to bet me, y'all want eyes, so I need some damn eyes.
I think I'm the underdog. I think so this would be Cody minus 125, JP plus 150.
We do have to kind of settle like an official distance. Exactly how far
we need to go outside on half street. Well, we got every street blocked off.
If we go on this street, we're going to be killed because there's just construction everywhere.
You won't be killed because they know cars coming. They got every street blocked around.
Between the construction and just the incredibly dominant odor of weed everywhere surrounding us in 6 blocks.
That may make you run fast.
Contact high.
That may make you run fast.
It's stunning how much weed you smell just walking outside.
It's stunning how much weed you smell driving down the beltway now.
It is crazy. You just...
You know, when you're riding bikes, every time a car passed by, you go, another one.
Yep. But you got to use the parking lot.
So here's my idea, is the distance from our studio, from your guys in the aquarium, over to Travis's...
Nah, that's not enough. It's too many things.
But
there.
And back.
But it's too much stuff there.
Well, push all the chairs in.
But you think he's complaining about that? Somebody's going to flip over a chair. I think we should go downstairs, first level of parking, like Landfill just stated. Boom. That's enough distance. Now, you know what? I really think we shouldn't do this. We should just go and play some golf at Topgolf. Because I saw two guys that hadn't been running a lot, like sprinting, try to do this to race me. We had a little golf trip going.
Yeah.
One guy.
I could easily pull my hamstring.
One guy 100%. Pulled a hamstring damn near off the bone, and the other guy ruptured his Achilles. I don't want to see that happen.
Yeah, dude, I've stopped playing full court basketball. I made that decision like 6 years ago. I got a bad ankle. I'm too old. I'm kind of fat. Like running, cutting, jumping.
I wish you stopped saying you're too old, bro, because you were 34 years ago when you decided all this.
Yeah.
There are people that are playing in the NFL that are 10 years older than you, Tom Brady. You saw him run last night. He was athletic, too. He stepped across that thing, man.
Listen, Brian, I don't think Tom Brady can blog as well as I can, and I can't do anything athletically as well as Tom Brady does.
Yeah, but, you know, you make age come a little too quick, man. People
Beamish.
Still are confident in themselves at 50-something. You tell me, I'm old.
Does JP saying he's old bother you because you're like 12 years older than him?
It bothers me because I'm way more in shape than him, and I can do more because I believe so. I want him to just start thinking like I do.
I got
to
believe. Have I told you my story about jogging in Denver yet?
Yeah, you told us when you almost died. It was different.
You know what I didn't realize?
What?
I thought the atmosphere and the altitude only impacted you when you were outside. That's why when I ran in the gym inside, I thought I'd be fine, and I was so stunned.
I'm not gonna lie. What's that word? It's better to be thought of as a fool than opening your mouth.
So, I thought the building was pressurized like an airplane.
So when you're inside in Denver, it's not a problem. But when you walk outside, you're still in Denver, dog. When you're walking up the stairs, if you ever like decide, well, I'm gonna just go upstairs. You go up 2 flights of stairs, you go, damn, what the hell happened?
I thought I was inside, and it was like an airplane. No. When we return, let's hear from Ron Rivera.
You should have kept that to yourself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.